We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoons with Scotty K.
Definitely a wedding song as we're in wedding season right now. It's US 99, Chicago's hottest country. Speaking of weddings, Scotty, Katie, I know you're in Old Irving Park. Just about 2 weeks ago, I just got married.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, we got each other like these wedding gifts. And, you know, there was a consist of a bunch of stuff. And one of the things was this hat that I got her, like tie-dye dad hats, just whatever, super floppy, super easy to throw on. But I was like, oh, I'll get her one of those. And you know what? I'll get it embroidered with like the date of our wedding on the back, right? Super simple.
Okay.
Well, we got the hat in. And I look at it. Luckily, I did because I put the wrong flipping date on the back of the hat.
Oh, no.
I have a picture of it. I'm actually going to put it on our Instagram story in just a few minutes here. So if you follow US 99 Chicago, you'll see what I did. But that is just me in a nutshell. I'm going to start off being a husband by screwing something up.
Especially when it's your date.
Right. It's the anniversary. That doesn't look good for me remembering it for the rest of our life.
Especially when it was only 2 weeks ago.
I know.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and the worst of us. I don't know if I'm like that. Katie, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure there's other people that have screwed up a gift, right?
Absolutely.
So let's find them. Here we go. How did you screw up somebody's gift, or somebody screwed up your gift?
No, I screwed someone's up.
Okay, what'd happen?
I embroidered a baseball for a guy I was dating, and I put the wrong name of him on there.
What, so, you're not, I'm going to take a shot in the dark, you're not still dating this guy?
No.
Got it. Did you just, another guy you were dating, that's whose name you put on there?
I put the ex's name on there.
Well, strike three.
Yeah, literally.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. James from Crete, real quick, what gift got messed up?
Well, it was a Christmas gift for my wife, and I actually bought her a set of golf clubs, and she never golfed in her life. And I told her, I said, the couple that golfs together stays together, and that was 20 years ago.
Never used them, did you?
She never wanted them in the first place.
It's like the guy that gets his wife the bowling ball. Oh, I guess I'll just use these. Dana, you're in Michigan City. Did you screw up a gift?
No.
Did someone screw up your gift?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
So it was my 25th birthday, and my mom swore up and down that she got me this plane ticket to go to California, and then come to find out, she got it for Colorado, which, I mean, was not a bad thing, but it definitely was not where I was going planning.
Yeah, just a totally different state. And by the way, those are two different outfits. It's the big thing, right? That's the problem.
100%.
I got you. So did you go to Colorado?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it was the best trip, but totally unprepared for the trip.
That's so funny. That's like the meme that's floating around where the guy calls his girlfriend and goes, I didn't know you meant Indiana. I'm in India.
Yes. Yeah.
Chicago's most fun afternoons on US 99.